Now, the pivotal point in all this interdisciplinary action is, as we know, Beethoven. There he was, still the great master of the classical Viennese school, already casting adumbrations of the musical and extra-musical fusions that were to come. A detailed programmatic symphony, such as the Pastorale, or the Ninth Symphony with actual sung words in it, these were truly romantic innovations. There'd never been anything like them before. But it remained for Berlioz, who adored Beethoven, to grab on to that extra musical concept, that new semantic ambiguity, and make it his banner. His first major work, the Symphonie Fantastique, written barely 3 years after Beethoven's death, mind you, was like the Pastoral Symphony raised to the nth power in terms of programmatic meaning. And from there on, it was literary attachment all the way, whether to Shakespeare, or to Byron, or to Virgil, from whose Aeneid he fashioned the libretto of his own opera, Les Troyens. Do you know that in all of Berlioz's output, there exists only one little piece that does not have literary associations? One little violin piece in a lifetime of composing. Something called Reverie and Caprice for violin and orchestra, not worth looking at. But everything he wrote was either opera, oratorio, cantata, songs, or very explicit program music.